She would go along to a meeting with Phil where he talked about what to offer next year. And I would stick my mitt up and say, GPs need to know more about drug and alcohol studies. Okay, they'd say, Ross, can you organise that and give Bryn... And we all had the same feeling, but we still would go along and we'd still say we need to do it. And so you would actually design something on drug and alcohol studies, and who was interested? Mark Shaw would design something on travel medicine. And so, yeah, all of us would actually come in with our own little pet, how would you say, themes, and would decide that we would offer. And then Phil would, so he'd have 20 or 30 courses that year, and they'd be all provided from that inaugural meeting. He'd run one of those meetings every year. His staff, he originally started off with a staff of one. There was Phil and Ina on the top floor of the then medical school, which was just one building, and that was where the general practice department was, who was Ray West and John Richards. Ina would send out a little thing once a year, which would have what courses were being offered, and you'd tick the ones you wanted to go to and send it back again and pay them some money, and you know, off it would all go. So it was actually quite an efficient little organisation. But gradually, as time went on, and I don't remember this much of this at all, but obviously by the time I took it over there were 28 staff.